Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about sin and worse sin. I'm going to read you from 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 4, where we read, "Then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity, and she returned to her house." When we think about all the things leading up to David's sin with Bathsheba, it's easy to forget that everything leading up to 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 4, that verse I just read to you, everything leading up to that point was temptation. In 2 Samuel 11, 4, the trap closed in on King David, and temptation became actual sin. It simply says, "Then King David sent messengers and took her." In this, the man after God's heart went against his own heart, following through on a lustful impulse. David ignored every warning sign and every way of escape that God set before him. At this very point of temptation, the tempter sometimes quotes the Bible to us, enticing us to sin. The devil knows the Bible well enough, and he knows how to twist it against us. He'll quote the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28, where Jesus said this, "I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Then the tempter will preach a devilish sermon on the text. He'll say something like this, "You've already lusted in your heart, and you're already therefore guilty of adultery. Why not enjoy the sin if you're already guilty of it anyway?" Now, the devil's logic doesn't stand before the truth of God, because while it is true that lust in the heart shows a sinful heart of adultery, the act of adultery is far worse. Adultery in the heart is bad. Adultery in action is much worse. That phrase in 2 Samuel 11, 4, "took her," is appropriate because David took something, someone actually, that did not belong to him. Bathsheba belonged first to God, but also in a sense to her husband, Uriah. She did not belong to David at all, and it was wrong when he took her. The end result was that he lay with her. David knew this was wrong, and yet he did it anyway. It's hard to explain David's thinking here because he wasn't thinking. He acted on feeling and impulse instead of thinking. If David had thought about all this, he would see that the cost was so much greater than he wanted to consider at the time. It might have been different if David knew that this illicit pursuit of pleasure would directly or indirectly result in, think of this list now, an unwanted pregnancy, the murder of a trusted friend, a dead baby, his daughter raped by his son, one son murdered by another son, a civil war led by one of his sons, a son who imitated David's lack of self-control, and it led him and much of Israel away from God, and a cloud over the rest of David's reign. Now, none of those things happened immediately. So it seemed like David got away with this sin. But we could only think that we believe that sin, we can only think that if we believe that sin is something good that God wants to keep from us. King David did something harmful and destructive to himself and to others, and that harm and destruction would come of it. Just because David wasn't caught at the moment did not mean that he got away with anything. Friend, today, receive God's strength to stand against every kind of temptation and receive his wisdom to expose the wicked logic of the tempter. That's something that you can receive from him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.